USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Omicron, the new COVID variant, has now been identified in Europe after it was recently discovered in South Africa. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS the best protection against it hasn't changed.
When you have these moving parts, the best way you can get to where you want to go is to just say, we're going to vaccinate as many people as we can, we're going to get as many people boosted as we can, and we're going to get that level down.
Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown is criticizing other nations for failing to deliver enough COVID vaccines to undeveloped nations.
Whatever happens to this particular variant, we've got to realize that our failure to vaccinate the rest of the world is not only causing deaths in Africa and Asia, Latin America and other parts of the world, but is going to come back to haunt us.
A U.S. travel ban begins tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thieves in California and Minnesota continued to target retailers with swarms of masked people making off with merchandise during the holiday weekend. Police arrested four individuals who were suspected of being involved in a flash mob theft worth at least $400 worth of goods at a Home Depot store in Lakewood, California. On Friday, around eight males entered the store and stole various sledgehammers, crowbars, and hammers. Cities throughout California and elsewhere have seen similar crimes marked by an organized group of people suddenly descending on the store, stealing items quickly, and then making a getaway. On Saturday, security guard Kevin Nishida died from a gunshot wound he sustained while protecting a TV crew in Oakland, California. The crew was reporting on a robbery that involved 12 thieves raiding a clothing store. On Black Friday, a group of 30 people swarmed through a Best Buy store in Minnesota, stealing electronics before police arrived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This week's meeting between five U.S. lawmakers and Taiwan's president, carried out in defiance of China's wishes, bolsters the United States' intentions to stand behind Taiwan against the threat being posed by Beijing, China expert Gordon Chang said on Newsmax.
And if we make a clear commitment to defend Taiwan, if we offer a mutual defense treaty to Taiwan, there will be no war because China will be deterred. There will be war if we are unclear, and that's my great concern.
Meanwhile, Chang said he doesn't know how the Biden administration will respond if Beijing orders a military strike on Taiwan. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Singer and actor Jussie Smollett will be heading to court this week in Chicago. He's facing a felony disorderly conduct charge. Authorities say he lied about being taken captive in January of 2019. He told authorities that two men kidnapped him and used racial and homophobic slurs. He claims they beat him and put a makeshift noose around his neck. According to prosecutors, Smollett hired two brothers he knew to pretend to attack him in order to boost his career. Jury selection is expected to begin on Monday. The charges against him carry a maximum sentence of 3 years, but he will likely get probation since he has no criminal background. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.